Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The small business advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Scott Arno is our guest. Scott's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 4 years he's been hanging out with us. Information security consultant. He is the security advocate. He's a VP of Soho Solutions as well, an attorney, and one of only 100 people with the security, cybersecurity designation that's too long for me to remember, but I'll get him to tell us about right now. Scott Arno, welcome back. Put the numbers behind you. Put the letters behind your name.
Well, I'm an attorney and a CISSP, Certified Information Systems Security Professional. That particular combination is really unusual. That's all.
CISSP means it doesn't mean he's a weirdo. It means he's big trouble for the bad guys. That's what it means. So, he's a little weird too. Most people who hang out with me are a little bit weird. So, all right, Scott, glad you're here. All right, I am really, really, really upset, more than I've been in a long time, about this. You know, Scott, so many times you and I have been on the show reporting this breach or that breach, the Sony breach, the NSA breach, Home Depot breach,
the Target
breach. And then there was the Yahoo breach, which was the mother of all breaches. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say that the Equifax breach of this summer that was reported last week is going to go down as the real mother of all breaches so far because of the kinds of information that the bad guys got. What do you think?
I think that's legit. Key phrase in there was "so far."
Yeah.
That's always the problem with these. I remember years ago when you and I were talking about the Heartbleed bug, where it was like, wow, this is unbelievable. This can't possibly happen again. It's like, yeah, it can.
Well, so folks, here's the thing. In case you don't know, the Equifax people are one of three groups who do check your credit and report credit. They're the three biggies: the TransUnion, Equifax, and what's the other one? I'll think of it in a minute. Experian, right? Those three. Well, Equifax, all of them, folks. If you're an American, if you've ever done any business with any credit organization in your life, those guys know your name, where your address, your last four addresses. They have your Social Security number. They know your birthday. They probably have your driver's license number, and they know basically everything about you. And you didn't even, most of the times you never gave it to them. They have the ability. They have had the, because of what they do, to collect up that information so that when somebody checks on your credit and they check with Equifax or one of the other two, they can say, okay, we've confirmed that we know about the person, we've identified the person that you're talking about, and this is their story. How'd I do, Scott?
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
That's how,
concerning. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so folks, if you think you've never done business with Equifax, and so this breach of almost 150 million Americans, if you think this breach didn't collect you up, you're mistaken. Very little chance that you're not part of this deal. What do you think?
Oh, that sounds pretty fair. I mean, the number they're giving is 143 million, and there are currently 324 million people in this country.
Right.
I know numerically that works out to around 44%, but
look at the children. No, you got to take the children. You got to take the children out.
That's a fair point.
You got to take the children out. You got to take the old folks out, who probably many of them probably never, haven't had credit in so long they're not keeping up with them. And now it's getting the lion's share of people. I'm convinced they've got my information.
That's the thing. They put up a website afterwards where you can theoretically check to see if you're affected. The problem is, you know, security researchers, as security researchers do, went and checked this, and they found that if you access it using different devices, like a mobile device versus a laptop, you can get different information.
Well, or somebody put in a fraudulent name, and somebody put in a totally fraudulent name, and they said, yeah, you're part of the deal.
Yeah.
And guess what else?
I went in and did that.
They said I was part of the – I got caught up in it. And then they said – so then they offered me the security coverage, right?
Oh, God.
But it wasn't going to be available to me for over a week.
Uh-huh. And I've got to tell you, credit monitoring is one of these things. It's a moneymaker for them, so they're happy to tote it. It's a wonderful thing. It doesn't do a whole lot. It's basically designed to tell you, oh, the horse has left the barn. If you wish, you can close the door now. You know, that type of thing. It lets you know that someone has tried to use
your
account.
Talk about this some more after this break, and Scott has some ideas of what we can do to protect ourselves after this break. 22. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.